Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So, we're going to start the session for today's reading by asking Tarot, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm going to cut the deck and see what it has to say. We have the Nine of Wands upright. I'm seeing a lot of boundary work, but I feel like you're maybe doing a really good job with establishing what boundaries you want to set, right? Like fortifying them and standing by your values. I'm seeing the Five of Pentacles reverse. So it might be a period where you're kind of seeing where you feel like you're lacking, right? This could be in your home life because the Pentacles is about resources, money, anything in the tangible material realm, right? The image is two individuals being outside of what looks like a church and just kind of in the snow. It almost feels like maybe you feel like you've been kicked out, but it's almost like you need to find your spiritual home, right? But because it's reversed, I'm kind of sensing that maybe you don't want to for some reason. Like maybe you're kind of feeling a bit of resistance in wanting to be found and wanting to feel that connection. Let's pull some more cards. The Nine of Cups upright. That card to me is very lucky. We have the Five of Wands reversed. The Tower reversed. So I just see a lot of themes of changes, right? But also a lot of luck on your side. So it kind of feels, with the Nine of Wands being the first card that I pulled out, I'm sensing that lately you've been standing by your boundaries in a really big way and in ways that feel good for you, right? The phrase that's coming to mind right now is that boundaries are not for other people, right? Boundaries are for you. Boundaries are not to please others, right? I feel like the essence of boundary work is when you are doing something that you need for you to feel okay. That's something that you need to do to take care of yourself, to feel safe, to feel expanded in a way that you don't need to. I don't know, I'm kind of seeing the image of maybe people trying to impose their will upon you or maybe giving you signals that maybe you need to adjust your boundaries. And I kind of feel like, I don't know, like you should be really proud of yourself if this card is resonating with you in that boundary work, right? Because it isn't easy, it isn't simple, and sometimes it feels kind of awkward, right? To establish boundaries with people in your community, in your friendships, relationships, family. It isn't an easy task, but I feel like maybe that's why the Five of Pentacles is coming up reversed, because maybe others actually feel kind of like you're putting them out, right? It's kind of like, I'm seeing that maybe people want you to be in a certain role for them, and when you say no, they kind of feel like they've been kicked out. But I want to say, like, that's not your responsibility, you know? with boundaries, I kind of feel like just stand by your boundaries, you know? Everyone is just walking each other home with the Nine of Cups upright. That to me is just a very, very lucky card, especially because it came out upright. I'm seeing that right now is a powerful time for your manifestations, for bringing to life the reality that you want to create, the wishes that are in your heart. The Cups is a creative card. It's a heart card, right? It's your emotions. What drives you? What inspires you? What emotions do you want to feel right now? What is pushing you to create? What do you feel called to create? And we have the Five of Wands reversed. So I'm seeing some kind of conflict, right? And I kind of feel like the conflict has already passed, but maybe there's like a residual, like residual embers. You know how when there's like a big flame and you're trying to stomp out, you know, the fire or something, and sometimes there's like embers or little sparks. I kind of feel like maybe in that way you're holding on to conflicts that have already been resolved, right? You've already figured out the boundaries. Now you're saying, you know what, moving forward, I don't like that. Moving forward, I want this. Moving forward, I need this. And that has affected, because you have two five cards that came up. Five to me is about change, right? And it's about disruption a little bit, right? Like a catalyst for change. But I do see this as a positive card. The Five of Wands, I just feel like I'm sensing that maybe you're holding on to the structures, right? I feel like Whenever we have friendships, relationships of any kind, there's almost like an unspoken bound, like something that binds you together, right? Your relationship with every single individual that you've ever come in contact with is unique, and there's nothing quite like it. Whenever something changes, like a boundary, everything about that relationship changes, and it does cause some kind of conflict, right? Whether perceived, whether within you, whether how they perceive you, whether in the relationship itself, like something is changing. But I do feel like the boundary has been established, and now there's just some changes, right? Some restructuring where people are kind of seeing, well, where does that leave me? Well, where do I put myself? Well, how am I going to respond to that? The Tower reverse came up, which to me is about change, right? And it kind of feels like the change has already happened. I'm just kind of sensing that the change has already happened. You knew what needed to happen. You've been following your heart, right? That Nine of Cups energy, and you're just moving forward with doing what feels right for you, right? And I kind of feel like maybe in friendships or these relationships that you've been having, you felt safe, but now they've changed, right? I do feel like this is just the season of change, right? It's springtime when I'm recording this, and I just feel like things are sprouting, blooming, popping up. There's things to look forward to. It's getting warmer. And I mean, things do change, right? I just kind of keep seeing this five number coming up, and boundaries are healthy, you know? The Ten of Cups upright reversed. Let's pull some more. The Hermit reversed. The Hanged Man reversed. The High Priestess upright. So I feel like you're following your intuition with the High Priestess. You're in the realms of the, I feel like in the ethereal realm, right? In unseen realms, in the mystery. And I kind of feel like you're diving into that right now because it's upright and it came out next to the Nine of Cups upright. So I'm seeing that you're just really following your intuition right now. You're following your creativity. And I kind of sense that you don't really care how the cards fall because you know that they're going to fall in the way that you are designing them to, right? I kind of feel like maybe you've been doing manifestation work, right? And things are rearranging themselves. The Hermit reversed, I feel like, is calling you to, I don't know, to keep tuning into yourself, right? It's an individual that's by himself. Maybe a part of you is kind of seeking, like, well, maybe we can reconnect. Maybe, but I kind of feel like you need to take a pause on these connections that have changed. And I feel like the relationship needs to, I feel like I keep seeing self-relationship, right? Like this relationship with yourself needs to be explored at this time. I don't see this as a time of connecting with others in a, I don't know, I just don't see that at this moment as a way to like move forward, expand, connect with others, reach out. I kind of see it as, you know what, we're restructuring. I've changed. I need boundaries. I actually need this. I need that. My intuition's saying this. My dreams are saying that. I feel like right now you're seeing a lot of things that maybe you hadn't seen before. I feel like maybe you're getting a lot of intuitive gifts while either, I kind of see like maybe like psychic gifts, like clairvoyance. I kind of feel like maybe explore that if that's been interesting you. Maybe, practice tarot if you aren't already. Things like the I Ching. Things having to do with symbolism and following your intuition right now, because I do feel like you have a really big dream for your life, right? I kind of see, I don't know, I kind of feel like everybody has an ideal life, and I feel like a part of you is willing to dream of it, right? And if you're willing to dream of it, you're willing to feel the emotions of what it would be like. I feel like that's 90% of the work, right? Being able to live in that desired reality, right? If you haven't already, I do suggest to look into the law of assumption. That's been coming up a lot for me lately, and I feel like it's been in the cosmos, in the frequency, in the people that I talk to, in the things that I've been reading, the videos I've been watching, and I just keep seeing that in these cards right now, that a lot of things, whenever you start visualizing and manifesting this future ideal life, the present life, right, is gonna change. And that means your relationships, that means your dreams. The Ten of Cups reversed to me feels like maybe a part of you feels like, I don't know, I kind of sense like maybe you feel like disconnected from others, but that's normal. I mean, I feel like you are going through changes and the connections that you want are gonna happen, but they can't happen in the same way because the Nine of Wands came out first, right? That to me is a boundary card. Like you've worked so hard to have these boundaries. And I kind of feel like a part of you wants to self-sacrifice, right? With the Hanged Man reversed, I feel like a part of you is almost wishing that you could be like this self-sacrificing individual that just keeps giving and giving and giving. But I feel like a bigger part of you is saying, no, we can't do that anymore. Like, you always need to honor your relationship with yourself first and foremost, because that's the most important relationship you're ever going to have, right? You're only ever going to get to be you. And I feel like you need to get to know yourself. You need to honor yourself. And I feel like a part of you is kind of maybe missing these moments with these people. Maybe these people have communicated with you, right? Because the five is conflict, change. Maybe they've communicated with you like they don't like something. Maybe they want things to go back to the way they were. But you're kind of thinking, well, no, I need to... I feel like you're cooking something up, right? Like you're dreaming something big. I kind of feel like it's maybe not here right now, but there are so many clues in your reality, in your life, that are popping up. Maybe you're seeing synchronicities, right? Repeating numbers of things that are kind of showing you the way. They're kind of showing you like, hey, you're on the right path. It just kind of feels like maybe it's an awkward stage of growth right now. But with a Nine of Cups, that to me is just a very lucky card. And the High Priestess is a beautiful mystery, like female power, intuition. It's work on the internal level, right? Right now, I'm not seeing that it's going to be... I almost kind of see like these boundaries were put up so you could do your work, your internal work, right? Your manifestation of your creative life, of your ideal life. The Cups energy actually is also about imagination. So I feel like you're using your imagination, which is this spiritual tool, right? A spiritual skill, visualization to bring to life the reality that you're dreaming of, right? Because I do think we create our own lives. And I feel like maybe what's happening right now is that these people that have been with you, right, through up until this point in your life, right? Maybe I feel like you're kind of going your separate ways. And I kind of feel like that feels awkward, right? That Five of Pentacles reversed. I'm focusing on that right now. I'm just kind of seeing that maybe, yeah, you feel separated. Maybe I feel like you felt at home at one point with these individuals and you had so much in common, but now you're going through so many changes in your internal reality that you kind of feel like put out, right? Like you just kind of feel like, I feel like you don't feel like you have a home to come back to. And I feel like maybe this is like a spiritual home, right? And that could be found in friendships and these relationships. But I do feel like right now you're just getting this new perspective, right? The Hanged Man reversed. You're willing to look within because you know, with the Tower reversed, right? Like things have changed. You know things can't stay the same. And it's almost like you're willing to have the conflict if it needs to happen, you're willing to have it happen, right? I kind of feel like you're going big, right? Yeah, go big or go home. The Hermit reversed, definitely tune in within, meditate, spend time alone. I feel like if you meditate right now, it'll be just really helpful for you. So I feel like you're going to get a lot of wisdom from doing that. Let me pull a card from the back. We have the Eight of Cups upright. So with this card, I'm seeing that you're walking away from things that you before had put in a lot of effort into. This could be creative realms, relationship, things of the heart. I'm seeing a lot of creativity that maybe you're kind of thinking, you know what? I need to leave this behind. I need to put it on hold. And I kind of see this as like you're walking away from it, but it's almost like you're looking for something. And you haven't found it where you've been looking. And I kind of see this as like a card that's saying, hey, you've been looking for something externally. And right now I feel like you have collected so much, right? You have eight cups and it's upright. You have eight cups. But inside of you, I feel like you can sense that something is missing. Something is missing and I feel like you're willing to go search for it, right? He's already, you know, back towards the reader. He's walking away. I kind of feel like you're going to go get something and you're going to add it to your pile almost. I wonder if you're going to start over completely or if you're just readjusting something and then adding some more. I just sense like a break, like you're taking a break of some sort. I feel like maybe you're going to be disengaging from a lot of things in your life right now, but it's going to be for your highest good. I kind of feel like you're kind of putting... Whatever this is, whatever the stage of your life is, whatever's going on that you need to put boundaries on, I kind of feel like you're putting it on pause. You're putting it on hold. You're thinking, you know what? BRB. I'm going to be right back. Don't count on me. You know, I'm meditating, I'm visualizing, I'm following my intuition. My intuition says to turn away right now, to look within, to get a new perspective, to trust my boundaries, to. I feel like you're looking for your joy with that Ten of Cups reversed. I kind of feel like maybe, yeah, like you're just looking for your joy right now. You're looking for your rainbow. Yeah, maybe bring more color into your life. Right? This could be spending time in nature. This could be literally coloring. This could be. I feel like maybe look for the things that bring you joy because through all of these changes, I mean, it is kind of hard. It is challenging, right? But I feel like if you look for your joy, if you follow your intuition, if you are busy manifesting what you're trying to create, right? With that luck card, I just sense that you have so much luck on your side. And I kind of feel like even with these connections and relationships that you're putting boundaries, and even maybe having some kind of conflict, I also feel like the conflict is not going to be obvious. A lot of conflict could be nonverbal communication. You know, it's just some body language. It could be in the things that are not said, but that are understood by the individuals. And I feel like with the things that are being unsaid, I feel like that's the High Priestess kind of doing her work, doing her will, kind of seeing and navigating these realms of the shadows, of the hidden, the things that are not said. But I do feel like in dealing with all of this, keep looking for your joy. Keep looking for things that bring you happiness, right? I guess it's kind of like a moment to like remember what brings you joy. Maybe you haven't been doing the things that bring you joy. Maybe you felt like you're not allowed to, or you haven't had the time or the money to, or I just feel like maybe you've been feeling limited. And I kind of feel like with the boundaries being the first card I pulled up, you're kind of putting a boundary on those things that limit you. Yeah, let me see. On the back, I'm seeing the Page of Swords. To me, this is a youthful, energetic card, right? It's like I feel like you have these wits about you. You have this swords, air, mental energy. A lot of ideas are coming in. I feel like a lot of new, fresh ideas are going to be coming in. This could be ideas from people that you might meet randomly. They might say something you've been thinking of, right? You might be like, wow, that's, you know, I was just thinking of that, or I was looking for an idea, and they suggested something, and then you pursue that something. I kind of feel like ideas are in the air right now. They might come to you. I feel like messages from the universe, they might come to you through individuals, through synchronicities, right? I feel like things are going to be popping up. And I do sense that your problem-solving skills are going to be on point, right? I do feel like you've been navigating this terrain right now, which I feel like it's been kind of rocky. But because your goals are so high and your trust in yourself is so high, that you've been navigating it really well, right? I feel like there's a structure within the chaos that's going on right now. And I do sense this like youthful energy where you're just alive and you're kind of going for it. I feel like you're not willing to settle. And I feel like that's the most important thing that I'm gathering from this reading today. Let's see, is there anything else? Yeah, I feel like just luck is on your side. And you've been going through a lot of changes, but I feel like deep down, you know that they're for your highest good. You know that deep down, this is like what you wanted. But I mean, sometimes whenever we have goals, we have these long-term goals, things, I mean, time is kind of an interesting thing, right? It's not linear all the time. So it's interesting to me that the Nine of Cups came out upright next to the Tower reverse. So it kind of feels like you've gone through these changes, but it's because you've been making wishes. You've been having these goals, these visualizations, these things that you're working hard towards, this life that you want to live. And it makes sense, right? You can't bring in a new life if you already have everything set in place, right? In order to bring things in, I keep seeing the image of like a home. If your home is full of furniture, you can't bring in new furniture, right? So I feel like the furniture is being cleared out. The changes are just happening right now. Like things are being thrown out, sold, given away. Like there needs to be an empty space in order for it to be filled up with all of these new things that you're trying to bring into your life, right? Into your home. So I think that's really interesting that they're coming in side by side. Yeah. Two fives coming up. That's a lot of changes. Yeah. I think that's going to be it for today's reading. Let's see. Five. Two fives. Two nines. So yeah, I feel like it's a time of change and a time of nearing completion. The Nine of Wands and the Nine of Cups coming up together in the same reading, and they're both upright. I think that's interesting that they came out both upright and the two fives came out reverse. So it feels like the changes don't feel good. The changes had to happen, but you've navigated the changes. Boundaries are something that you think are worthwhile and that you're implementing because you're trying to expand your nine of cup dreams, right? And I feel like a part of you is kind of looking around and feeling grateful at what you do have, because the nine of cups is a character that's backed by these things that he has in his life currently, right now. So I kind of feel like maybe it's through gratitude that you're bringing in these new things, right? Keep doing that, right? If you've been doing like gratitude work, right? Gratitude list or just meditating and thinking, wow, I'm so grateful for this. I kind of feel like that's what's attracting these things that you're manifesting at you at such a high speed. Because the tower is fast. The tower is immediate change. It's not pausing. It's not asking you if you're ready. It's just happening. It's a surprise. But I feel like the High Priestess is guiding you, the intuitive side. Keep following your intuition because I feel like it's going to be really on point right now. You're going to be getting a lot of good ideas with that Page of Swords, a lot of maybe just new insights, a lot of wisdom too. I feel like things are going to be just coming up, a lot of truths about your life, about life in general. And with that Eight of Cups, you're going to get something. I feel like you're determined. You're happy, you're grateful with what you have with the Nine of Cups. With the Eight of Cups, I feel like you're gonna go get something though. Like, right? I kind of sense that you're tapping into this like limitless potential where you're grateful, but you're not settling. You're willing to get a new perspective. You're willing to do the changes that you need to do. You're willing to spend time alone with that Hermit card. Maybe a part of you, I feel like, has been procrastinating spending time alone, procrastinating, doing this like alone meditation time. But I feel like a part of you knows that your happiness is not going to be found in others, right? Like, not necessarily in others. I feel like right now it's a lot of self-trust, this self-relationship, this nurturing of that. And I feel like your boundaries have really helped you do, like, just do that. Have the space, the peace of mind to be able to do this. And I feel like you're willing to let go right now. You're willing to accept the changes that the Tower card is bringing up. That Ten of Cups reversed. I feel like you're going for your joy. I keep hearing you're not willing to settle. So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up, and I'm going to go ahead and now move into the Reiki portion of the episode. If you're going to stay tuned, awesome. And if you're not, well, I will see you in the next episode. Thank you, and hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.